Welcome to Ujiria, broadcasting live from Business Radio X Studios. Ujiria is a Greek word meaning health of body and mind in aging individuals. Ujiria Radio is a weekly show celebrating the heroes that contribute to the Ujiria of our elderly and disabled population. Now joining us in the studio are your hosts, Sam Grass and Brad Culp.
Good morning. This is Mary Jo Bowser, and we are here in Business Radio X Studio on a rainy, rainy, nasty Atlanta day. And it is Tuesday, February 23rd, and I have got one of my favorite new friends in the studio with me today. His name is Bruce Mack. Oh, and we got a new producer, too. Hey, Alex.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great.
And hi, Bruce.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing great. It's a pleasure to be here with you today.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you getting out in this nasty weather. So, as you heard in the little music intro, Ujiria is a show about the heroes to the senior community. And I don't just say that to everybody, that they're my favorite new friend, Bruce. You know that you really are. Bruce and I met in a networking meeting. I'm going to start by asking Bruce about his business, but I'll just tell you right now, he really is one of the heroes of the senior industry because he takes a big, huge, wide variety of information and boils it down for each client according to their needs and their finances and what they need. So I'll let Bruce tell you about that later. But Bruce, tell me where you came from and what you did before you got into this wonderful, crazy senior care industry of ours.
Okay, great. Yeah, I'm originally out of Virginia, Northern Virginia area, just outside of D.C. Grew up there, went to college at George Mason University. While I was at George Mason University, started working for UPS, loading tractor trailers. And after graduating, decided that that's the company I wanted to work for a career, and spent 34 years with UPS, from working in operations to working in the industrial engineering department, and also in marketing. So I had a chance to move around the country and spend a fabulous career with UPS, which is a tremendous company. Then retired just about 2 years ago.
34 years.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
So was that like your first job out of
college? It was our first real job. Yep. Had done several other jobs before that, but fell into UPS while going to college, and the character of the company just made it one that I really felt that that's the company I wanted to work for.
Very cool. Yeah. And, you know, you don't find that a whole lot in our age group, that somebody's been with a company for 34 years.
Yeah, and I think it may be one of those things that's kind of gone with the past, mm-hmm. Unfortunately, because it creates such an opportunity for you and is just one of those wonderful things to for security and everything else.
Wow. So you hadn't had enough work in 34 years. You decided to do something else, huh?
No, that's exactly right. So as I neared my retirement, I decided, you know, I do want to start a business. And the business was either going to be centered around youth or it's going to be centered around the elderly. It looked at lots of different opportunities and fell into Care Patrol. And Care Patrol is an absolutely wonderful company that is there dedicated to help provide the best care options for seniors. And it's really one that I latched onto, and because it fit with what I'd experienced and wanted to do.
And you are a family man too, right, Bruce?
I am. I have my wife and I have been married for 35 years. We have two kids. I have a daughter who is 27, Chelsea, and a son who is a senior at Georgia State University, Teddy, and he is getting ready to graduate this spring.
And I think Chelsea just had a big move, right?
Chelsea's in the process of moving from San Francisco back to Atlanta, which, you know, is a parent, you can't go wrong with having your daughter nearby.
Of course. That's good. And so Teddy is a senior at Georgia State.
Yep.
Okay. So as you were nearing retirement and looking into business opportunities. Did you want to do a franchise or did you just, how'd you pick it?
Right after retirement, I started doing some other things. I bought a house and at a foreclosure, had fixed it up, sold it, was looking for other houses, but the market kind of walked away from the ability to be able to buy houses and fix them up and still make a profit. But I wanted to find something that I had a wider network to work with people. When I was doing the housing, it was myself and my handyman. It wasn't a very big network of daily interaction. I'm somebody who enjoys working with people. So I started taking a look around, and a franchise was, I had contacted a franchise coach, talked to him about where my interests lie. And so he started helping me to hone it down between the two sides, the youth. Or the elderly.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, it's a widely thrown around statistic around here that something like 10,000 people a day turn 65. And I don't know if that means 10,000 a day turn 85 too, but I mean, nobody's turning back the clock that I know of.
That is the truth. And you can take a look around and you can see the signs in just the growth in communities. They're springing up everywhere here in the Atlanta area.
Goodness, yeah. So, great segue to what I said at the beginning, that Bruce is one of my heroes because he boils down a whole lot of information. My analogy, I don't know if this is a perfect analogy, but my analogy of you and what you do is that you're kind of like a realtor for senior living. So a realtor takes a buyer client and takes their information, finds out where they want to live, how much money they have, you know, what their financial situation is. And then he takes that, all the inventory in Atlanta, and boils it down to a few.
And that's a great description, because what we're trying to do is to make it easier for the senior and for their family. When it comes time that someone needs a higher level of care, it's a high stress time. And it's easy to get overwhelmed and easy to even stop the whole process. And my job is to make sure that doesn't happen. Help simplify the process, and let's just take a step at a time and keep moving forward. So with Care Patrol, our focus is on safety. And safety for the senior. And so I work with a tremendous number of communities in the area. And in each one, I'm taking a look at what is the care types that they offer and the levels that they offer. I also go back and I take a look at their history of care and violation histories from the state inspections. And if there are any...
The different buildings and facilities and communities. Okay.
Exactly. So for each one, if there are... violations, then I sit and I talk with them about how do they go about fixing those violations to make sure that they're permanent fixes. Because I'm going to qualify each community that I'm going to recommend based upon their ability to actually execute and execute safely and effectively. And so then they become on the list. When I'm working with a client, I'm sitting down with the client, with the family, and going through and understanding what are the care levels that the family needs to have, the individual senior. So from what are the help that they need with the activities of daily living, things like bathing and help getting dressed, things along that line, to what's their medical background, so we have a good idea of what the community will have to be able to help assist with. We also look at what's their personal interest. What types of things do they like to do? And then we expand out, much like what you were saying just a few minutes ago. Then we take a look at where's the geography that they would like to be? Where is the rest of the family located? So we can find communities that are nearby, so it's easy for the family members to come by and visit with them so that they have continued family interaction. Because that's a very important part. As you're getting older, you want to still have the family interaction, and you want to have the not only your children, but your grandchildren coming by to visit with you.
Sure. So that sounds like, I mean, the kind of level of care you're talking about is like assisted living, and I want you to go over those, assisted living or nursing care. But what if somebody just decides... they want to move out of their 4,000 square foot house because they don't want to take care of the yard anymore, but they're really pretty independent. I mean, can you help them with that too?
We absolutely do. We cover really all the areas for a senior. Yes, we're going to help with the assisted living. We're going to help with independent living, much like what you just described. It's time to move to an apartment, so I have less maintenance, things like that. We also help when it's time for memory care. And then we also help if it's time for simply, I want to stay in my home, but I need more help. So we help bring in the in-home care.
Yay!
Absolutely. And that's an important part because most seniors want to age in place. And they want to stay in their home that they've lived in for a very long time. So we're there to help make sure they get paired up with the right home care companies for their area.
Okay. Well, I know you're a good guy, but you got to get paid somehow. This isn't volunteer, right?
You are absolutely right.
But you don't get paid by the families. How's that work?
Well, it's an important piece that we don't charge the families anything for our services. They don't need any more financial pressures to having to hire someone to help them find a place to live. We have relationships with the communities, and we get paid by that network. So much like a realtor, when you place somebody in a community, then they're going to pay a referral fee exactly like a realtor receives.
And what's important to me about you is that I know you're going to do the very best thing for the family. Like, I don't know, you can kick me under the table or something, but I mean, I've heard that like communities try to do bonuses and specials and stuff like that for referral guys like you to get people to push their buildings.
For the most part, all of the communities are going to pay about the same thing for a referral.
Okay.
So in our case,
so it's sort of a set percentage, kind of like in real estate.
Yep, pretty much. And so it really doesn't color where you're going to be placing people, especially when you focused in on why we got in the business, and that's to help the seniors. And the company format is to be taking a look at where will they be the safest. So we're really very selective in where we're going, but it's selective based upon the safety for the senior.
Okay. So do you visit like everybody on your list? Have you actually been there?
Yep. Yep. Every one of them. So go in, personally tour the communities, take a look, because it's easy to just get enamored by the shiny chandeliers when you walk in the front door. What you really want to understand is are they clean? Are they safe? And do they do what they promise they do?
Yeah.
And so with that, then you can start identifying which are the really good communities and which are the ones that you may not want to recommend.
Mm-hmm. Are they clean? Are they safe? And do they do what they promise? Yep. So, and some of them promise more than others. I mean, some seniors need more than others, right?
And that's exactly right. So one of the things I do talk about with each of the communities are who do they kind of target to be their ideal new resident, and who would they not want to take? So then that helps me to make sure that I'm aligning what the needs are of the client with the community that's going to provide that.
Okay. Well, we love stories on Ujiria Radio. So I'm going to ask you, do you have any stories like one of the hardest placements you've made, or one of the most unusual, or one of the most successful, kind of stories like that?
Yeah, let me talk about one that I would consider to be the most successful. And it's a couple that the wife, they're both in their late 70s. The wife has dementia. Her doctor had provided my name to the couple and suggested it was time to start taking a look at increased levels of care. Currently, the husband was the sole caregiver for the wife, and he was certainly feeling the caregiver stress. And that's an important thing that you catch that early, because caregiver stress, I start to feel anxious. I'm wondering if I'm doing the right things. I have pressure on me because I'm 24 hours a day responsible for the person.
Yeah.
And with that, he was seeing that both of them needed some relief. So the gentleman gave me a call, and I went and visited them at their house. And it was clear, he originally was talking to me about assisted living, but it was very clear once I talked to them that what they wanted, both of them wanted, was to stay at their home for as long as they possibly could. So what we did is we talked through and said, well, what needs to be done in order to help you to be able to do that? So first, we took a look around the house to say, is the house safe? So does it have clear pathways for his wife to be able to get around? She used a walker, and you wanted to make sure that there were no tripping hazards, that there was adequate room to travel. And, you especially focus in on the kitchens and the bathrooms. And bathrooms are where most of your falls are going to happen. So we made some suggestions about some things that they could do in the bathroom to make it a little safer, a little easier for her to use. And they were absolutely open to doing those type things. Then I talked to them about the type of caregiver that we could bring into their home and kind of what the personalities would be that they would want. So after we had finished, then I made recommendations and brought in two caregiving companies, assisted them in doing the interviews with the caregivers. They had never done the interviews. They didn't know all the questions to ask. So by sitting there, let him take the lead, but kind of pipe in when needed so that we could he could get the information that he needed to be able to make a good, solid decision. At the end, then he made the decision. So that stayed in place for about 6 months. I always do follow-ups with each of my clients, and that's one of the key things that I think is very important and actually sets Care Patrol apart, is that once we've helped them, we're not done. So in my regular follow-ups with him, he told me, you know, I think it may be time for us to start thinking more about the assisted living. The care company had helped to relieve his pressures. He could get out a couple times a week then, but he was seeing that his wife needed increased levels of care. And so we've talked about the different types of options that we had, where she could be placed into a memory care unit, could stay at home. She could go into a memory care unit and he could be in an independent unit in the same community, or they could go into assisted living, still staying together. Mm. And that really fit with what they wanted. So by going into an assisted living, he was still there to oversee his wife, but he had a tremendous amount of assistance now from the assisted living community. So now he felt comfortable that I can handle this, and we're living together for as long as we possibly can. And that was a tremendous success.
But he gets some social interaction, and he can be away from her without being afraid. Yep. And that's, well, great.
And that's exactly what it provided him, is that security that when he was gone, something wasn't going to go wrong.
Right, right. Yep. So how long does a typical placement, and I know this is the loaded question, so how long does it take? I mean,
well, it kind of depends on each of the individuals. It can take a day, because there's many times where someone may be coming out of rehab.
Really?
And they
can call you and you can find them somewhere in a day or two.
A day or two, and we can get it done.
Wow.
I've had a client who her mother was in rehab. She expected that it would be about a week or two before she was done. We were out on a Thursday and she got a call right at the beginning of us being together that said her mother was going to be discharged on Saturday. And so we were able to find a community that she was very happy with, helped her to work with the rehab to stall the discharge until Monday, so that over the weekend that they could move all of mom's furniture and set up her room so that it was her room, not just a room, and then moved her in on Monday. And we can make those things happen.
Wow. Okay, that is great. Now, I want to back you up just a minute. Can you just kind of go over from the most independent, what are a senior's choices from living at home in place with a caregiver to what else? Yep. What else is out there?
So you start at home. You could have independent caregivers. You could have caregiving companies, which generally are preferable, because then you have the backup should your caregiver get sick or decide that they want to go to another job. You have a company that's there to make sure that you still have a caregiver coming. And a qualified caregiver. And,
right.
And the companies always do background checks, which kind of focused in on the safety side that I like. That's an important piece. So I can be at home with a caregiver. You can move to an independent living community. And either if you need to have a caregiver, then have a caregiver that helps you, a caregiving in-home company that can help you there at your independent living community. Advantages there, I no longer have the responsibility of home ownership and having to do all the things around the house.
Some of them have restaurants or
and they
and stuff.
Absolutely.
But some don't, right?
It's a variety. So some are strictly a senior apartment. So it's senior focused. So they don't provide meals, but they provide activities. And they may provide transportation to different to shopping malls and things like that. Mm-hmm. Others will provide two or three meals a day. So there's a wide variety of your independent living and what they'll provide. Then you move up into the assisted living, which are where you have trained CNAs. You're under the direction of a nurse who is going to be providing the assistance for the senior. To make sure that they're getting the care levels that they need. So assistance with their activities of daily living. So bathing and dressing and grooming and toileting and transferring to get up out of a bed or get out of a chair. So if they need those type of assistance, then assisted living is there to help you make sure that you're able to do all of those things. The next level is for those that have dementia or Alzheimer's. and those are memory care units. And you have different types of memory care units, some that are attached to an assisted living community. So it may generally your memory care units are a secure unit. So as folks have dementia, they start wandering around, they forget where their rooms are.
Yeah.
What you don't want them to do is to walk out a front door and
sure.
forget how to get back home.
Right.
So they're in a secure area. And it's not a prison by any means, but what it is a locked
door. Some of them
door.
Are beautiful. Courtyards, yes. And
absolutely
covered patios, yep. or whatever.
And so you have some memory cares that are attached to the assisted living. You have others that are strictly a memory care building. And the advantage of that is you're simply walking in the front door and everything is free and open to them because they're within a secure area.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the communities that really focus in on the memory care.
And then there's one more kind of, right? I mean, skilled nurse, I mean, it's different, but.
Yep. And skilled nursing, generally, folks will say, well, that's a nursing home. It's kind of what you used to think about for where grandma and grandpa went. But nursing homes are really focused in on a high level of care need, one that requires to have skilled nursing. So it may be wound care. It may be shots that have to be taken on a regular basis. So there's a high level of care that is needed, and that's your skilled nursing. For the most part, that is your most expensive care level, and it generally is in a facility that doesn't really focus on a lot of activities. It's really for those that have a limited function
right.
capability.
Right, they're not usually ambulatory and
right.
that kind of thing.
Yep.
Yeah. So how are people paying for this?
Well, you know, in our area, there's different ways that you can pay for it. So if you have long-term care insurance, that's always something that whenever I talk to folks, you need to think about getting long-term care insurance because it's not going to get any cheaper for any of us to be able to grow old. Mm-hmm. Growing old is not for the faint of heart.
Yeah.
But so
do you hear that, our young producers over there?
So you have long-term care insurance. If the person was a veteran in a time of war, then you have the VA aid and attendance that can apply. There's a limited, especially in our area, there's a limited number of Medicaid communities. And so for the vast majority, it is private pay. So you have to be able to pay for the communities.
Mm-hmm. Of course, a lot of times it's less than a house where you're paying for all the utilities,
yep.
and all the lawn care and all the
yep. you're
maintenance.
And you are exactly right. So what we do is we try and help folks understand that your one lump sum that you're paying into an assisted living community, that is what your old mortgage was. It was your old
plus,
insurance.
Yes.
It
plus.
Was your meals. It was, you know, everything that your utilities, everything that you used to have to pay for. Now that's one lump sum. And when you actually calculate it up, and we help folks to see that on a calculation sheet, that they end up in many cases certainly being able to afford, and you know, oftentimes it's less expensive to now move into an assisted living community.
Okay, good, good, good. How long has Care Patrol been around, and are there other ones in the area? Or?
Yeah, we are a nationwide company, started 23 years ago. We were actually started by a social worker, Chuck Bongiovanetti. So it's a mouthful, so we just call him Chuck. But Chuck, in his social work, was seeing that people were not placed correctly. And it's so important to be placed in a community that can care for your needs so that you're cared for as well, you know, physically as well as mentally. And so he started the company. There's 145 Care Patrol senior advisors around the country in over 30 states. Here in the Atlanta area, there's three of us. We cover from Atlanta up north. So we have one person that is inside the perimeter and up the east side of 85.
Is that Victoria? She's been on.
Victoria Archwell.
Yes.
Yep. She
mm-hmm.
has been on. And
on the radio show, that means.
Yep. And then I have the area that is north of the perimeter. Tammy Brewer has Cobb and Cherokee. So we have a good presence here in the Atlanta area to be able to satisfy the needs. And if somebody's looking for outside of those areas, then the three of us try and work together to figure out how can we get the person covered in those areas.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, we sure appreciate your time today. You see, it's a lot to cover. It's a lot to swallow. So that's why as working for a home care company, a lot of people ask us when it's time. And I'm so glad to be able to hand them off to Bruce these days. Because you have a better grasp of the whole market. I haven't visited every place. And, I don't know about all the different assisted livings and what they offer and all that. So it's a great thing.
Yep. Well, it makes a good partnership when you have other senior people who are involved with seniors. And we're all watching out for the seniors and taking a look at what their needs are and being able to talk to each other and saying, they need your help right now and being able to get those folks to give a hand.
Absolutely. Well, as we wind down here, Bruce, tell them how to find out more about what you do and how to actually reach you.
Absolutely. So you can reach me. One way is direct on the phone.
Cell phone. And he answers his phone. I love that about Bruce.
So it's 678-894-9296.
Okay.
You can send me an email at brucem@carepatrol.com. And you can go on our website, which is carepatrol.com. And you can take a look. And at the website, you can see all the services that we provide. If you're looking in other areas, it'll have contact numbers for all of the different Care Patrol senior advisors.
So all the ones in the area that they're listed out.
Okay. In every state. So we're there. So if you're looking to move someplace, if your mom or dad needs to come from someplace, you can contact us in the local market and we're always there to help.
And there's never a charge. And that's really great. And Bruce is a guy that goes out of his way to help families. I know that. Well, you know what? As your business grows and things evolve, if there's ever a special event or anything that you want to come talk about on the radio, you just call me up. We'd love to have you back again.
Well, I will look forward to that.
Thank you. And as we say at the close of every show, if America's youth is its greatest national resource, then it goes without saying, even though we say it, that America's elderly are our greatest national treasure. Oops, I forgot to tell you, Ujiria.com, Bruce's broadcast today, and lots of others, all the ones that we've done, are on Ujiria.com. It'll also be on YouTube. We'll send Bruce a live link that will be hopefully on the Care Patrol website. We also have a great search engine on that Ujiria.com, or you could look up Griswold Home Care, either one, and search for senior living or search Bruce Mack, and you will find this broadcast there always. So our youth are the greatest national resource. Our elderly is the greatest national treasure. And thank you for listening and God bless.
Ujiria Radio is sponsored by Griswold Special Care and broadcast live from the Business Radio X studios.